important starting point is that minerals like potash and oil and uranium belong to the people of Saskatchewan through the Crown. So even though private companies are extracting them, they ultimately need to pay the province for those minerals. And as the value of those commodities has skyrocketed, it's important to ensure the province is getting a fair return. And as you alluded to, I don't think we have.
That was Saskatchewan economist Aaron Weir. He was our guest just after 10 o'clock this morning. Then after 10:30, we had the conversation that we weren't able to have live. I said that. We had Minister Colleen Young record a conversation with me first thing this morning. Her schedule wouldn't line up to join us live. So the downside to that, there were things that Aaron brought up that I would have liked to have been able to ask, but of course, we hadn't had the conversation yet. So I noticed, for example, there was a text that came in on the text line here wanting to know about, the minister's take on the holiday from taxes on potash royalties that are given. I mean, a good point that Aaron brought up, but I wasn't able to bring up with the minister in that conversation. Nonetheless, a great conversation on both sides of this. And I know there are people who have thoughts and opinions on this. I would love to know your thoughts. 1-877-332-8255. Now, Aaron Weir said that the royalty rate is roughly about 10% of the provincial government's the royalties that are taken in versus basically the sales that happen for potash. Now, this is a document right out of Aaron's report. In 2022, the price spike went up, drove sales to $18 billion. The province received $3 billion from royalties, production tax, and surcharge. So $3 billion of $18 billion is more than 10%. So there is some fluctuation there with the rise and fall of sales. And as I've said, I've had mining executives on the program before that have talked about, there are years, and we've seen this, where the industry is not producing profit. And as a result, there's some absorption that has to happen by the industry there. So really what I'm wondering is, do you have thoughts on whether or not we should be increasing the royalty rate for the province of Saskatchewan on our commodities? Potash is just one of them, but there's lots of them. I tend to be a person that is of the opinion that we have got the balance in a good spot right now. I'm not necessarily pounding the desk saying, I think we have to revisit this. I do think that you have to also think about and take into consideration, what are the other benefits to having some of these big mining companies? You think about how many hundreds, and in some cases, thousands of people who work for, whether it's the company directly or the industry that supports them, the money that they make as wages, the construction that happens with the revenue through provincial sales tax would be on everything from those construction costs to just cost of living. If you build a mine in Saskatchewan, 500 people work there, 500 people making an income, 500 people eating in restaurants, going to sporting events, those types of things. So the royalty rate is one, but the extended revenue is the other. And I think that has to be part of the conversation. Lots of texts coming in, lots of calls on the phone line, which I'm happy to see. And in fact, I'm going to start in Saskatoon today. Garth is calling in. Garth, thanks so much for weighing in on the conversation. What are your thoughts on this topic?
Hi, Evan. Thanks for taking my call. Over the last decade or so, I've been an advocate that we really need more hospitals. As our population base has gone up dramatically, we have improved some of the hospitals, like Prince Albert is under construction, North Battleford, but that didn't add actually very many beds, and a little bit to the emergency room in Saskatoon with the children's hospital. But our needs are more, and we're failing. Is my generation? I'm 70 year old now, and I'm hearing many people now say, "It'd be better off if I'm dead because the system can't afford me anymore in the system, and there's just not enough room for all of us." So you start looking at that and saying, well, where could that money come from? And I appreciate the mining companies have done a great process in Saskatchewan for massive donations and massive taxations they've had. But I don't know where else it could come from. Like, where could we get a lump of money to build two new hospitals? Regina area needs one, Saskatoon area needs one. I don't know the rural areas as well, but I know both of us need one dramatically. Yours is in White City, ours in northern area, Warman, Martinsville. But we're talking multi-billions of dollars to go into that investment. It's probably a 10-year build. So if I look and say the Saskatchewan Party, and I'm a supporter, has to consider how they can make this happen. And I don't think they can say that it's not needed. I think we're all knowing it's needed today. And it was needed 10 years ago, but we never got to it. There's always more priorities. So I just think the royalty rates have to go up enough to pay for these massive projects like hospitals to save the taxpayers that we have. Is again, my generation has paid a massive amount of taxes. We continue to pay a massive amount of taxes, and we're becoming a group that is just not wanted. As I said in a coffee earlier this week, is maybe we should just give us all the old people a pill, because again, clearly it's a devastation. I had a personal friend who didn't go to the hospital. He had his kneecap was totally severed, still on the bone. He would not go to the hospital. He lost his GP, so he suffered, and he still suffers today because we don't have support.
Those are tough stories to hear for sure, Garth. I appreciate your call, Garth. You're not. We don't want you going anywhere. I need you. I want you calling in on this program. So thank you so much for your opportunity to call in. I mean, this is why this discussion is important. Is we know that these revenues they help pay for the things that we need. Garth's talking about hospitals. That hospital, which is going to be beautiful in Prince Albert. I had the chance when I was up in PA doing my tour there a little while back to tour the area. But these are big these are now not millions of dollars. In some cases, we're measuring close to $1 billion in these projects. So they're big projects. They're big costs. Garth's point is well taken. At the same time, what's the balance? What's the measure? And is the measure, should it be bigger than just royalties? Because royalties are one way our province benefits from industries like mining in our province, but there's lots of other spin-off benefits as well. 1-877-332-8255. I've got Blair in Saskatoon with a text. My business partner and I were just talking about increasing potash royalties again last night. We both strongly believe the government owes it to the people of Saskatchewan to increase the royalty rate, which in turn would significantly help offset costs that Saskatchewan has to pay for in many ways. And, you know, basically making the point Garth just was. Imagine what an extra $500 million or $1 billion would do for making life easier for Saskatchewan people. Blair, thanks for the note. Steve in Saskatoon says, Dwayne, I think he's referring to Dwayne Lingenfelter, wanted to raise potash royalties by 5% back in 07. We told him to pound sand. Potash boomed because of that. If we want to kill the industries and jobs, we can listen to the NDP. Now, keep in mind, I did bring up the point that Aaron Weir, who is the economist on my program this morning that is bringing this topic up, was an MP for the federal NDP. And I asked him that question. I wanted to be transparent. Is this a political thing? He said he had many conversations over the years, even with the likes of Eric Klein, who was an NDP MLA, about the importance of the revenue that should come in from royalties. So talked about that question. Kevin in Regina says, being ranked number one for mining investment in Canada actually means minimal regulation and low royalty costs. Yes, great for the mining tycoons, but not so much for the population who owns the minerals. 1-877-332-8255. A couple of texts on the text line suggesting maybe we should be looking at this value add, right? How can we add value to the province outside of just the raw extraction? I know there was a text about, you know, could we further refine uranium, for example? So looking broader than just the potash industry, is there other opportunity out there that we are forgetting to look at, neglecting to look at? Let's go to Barry in Regina. Barry, thanks for calling in. Potash royalties, do you have some thoughts?
Well, when's the last time we had an increase on the percentage for the royalties for potash? That's the question I was wondering about.
Yeah, I don't know the exact answer to that. I mean, obviously, we could get that answer, but it is my understanding that they, you know, as the minister who I had on laid out, there's kind of three different pots that they will draw from, and so I think there has been changes in the last decade or so to some of those.
So the question I have is, maybe the royalties, you know, don't touch the royalties, but you strike a business deal with them and say, listen, we'll leave the royalties where they sit. You build us a hospital.
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny you say that, Barry, because I do know that in some communities, the companies are doing that voluntarily because they are going to grow. If you look at that new BHP mine, they're going to grow the nearby communities in some cases fivefold, tenfold. And they need daycare spaces. They need schools. They need those types of amenities there just to handle what's going to be a surplus of population growth there. So there is some of that investment there. That's a good thought. Is there a way that more private investment could be used on some of these social needs that we have? Perry in Osler. Perry, thanks for calling in. Thoughts on the notion of royalties?
I don't know. There's just too many odd things going on right now. For example, is our free trade in between the provinces and stuff. You know, as a farmer, our phosphate actually comes out of Florida, yet we have the biggest phosphate deposit right in Manitoba. Can't get it developed. So this whole thing, we're not open for business. And till we straighten out our funny policies, is we just can't go ahead with anything.
Are you talking about like interprovincial trade?
There's nothing. We're bogged down in red tape policies, and we have to start there first. And you know, we got another two carbon tax increases coming, so our cost of business is so much. We've put ourselves on an island in this country. And I just don't see things working.
1-877-332-8255 is the number. I got time for one more call before the break. Jim in Regina Beach, thanks for calling in. We're talking about royalties. I mean, potash royalties is one thing, but we have lots of commodities here. What are your thoughts, Jim?
Well, our government did this back with the oil industry when they were going to set up in Saskatchewan, and our premier at the time said, you're not going to take our number one resource without paying for it. And what happened was all the people in Saskatchewan left to work in Alberta. So there's potash in the other parts of the world. And after the war is done in Ukraine, if we're too expensive, they're just going to start taking potash out of Russia and Kazakhstan and such. And we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot again.
I mean, that's the worry. That's what I said to Aaron, is where's the balance? How do we strike a balance without doing something that it drives away the investment opportunities, drives away the company's willingness to stay and work in the project and or in the province. And Aaron's point is, we have these commodities here. You know, this is different than if you're setting up a tire business where you can set that up in any province and you're going to choose the one that has the lowest taxes and whatever, because it's mobile. You can move it anywhere. Whereas a potash mining company has to set up where the potash deposit is first and foremost. So that's kind of the back and forth that we tend to hear on that. Okay, let's take our break. We'll come back. There's some more texts that I want to get to on this notion of potash royalties. I'm appreciating your weighing in on this here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
I'm not feeling it no more.
One 877-332-8255 is our text line. Garth from Momart says the NDP want to increase potash royalties. Maybe unions should cancel collecting union dues. It's all taxpayer money anyways. Yeah, although union dues come off the check of the person who's paying the union dues. So good morning, Evan. This is Carmen in Warman. Not in favor of increasing taxation. That's all you're doing by increasing the royalty on potash. The end user, the farmers, you are upping their cost, which ups costs all around. Travis in Weyburn says, I agree with Garth on hospitals, but we also need doctors in the southeast part of the province. Estevan just lost a bunch. Weyburn is booked up solid with no openings. I'm traveling to Regina to see a doctor. Doctors should sign contracts when they relocate to Canada or Saskatchewan so we don't lose them to bigger centers. Okay. Not a bad point. Off topic, but not a bad point. Sean in Weyburn says we need to be careful that we're competitive with other jurisdictions. As for the hospital, part of the demand comes from increased immigration along with baby boomers aging. It all comes from the same pot, but the feds need to increase health transfers or trim immigration back. Bill, with a reminder, New Brunswick played around with raising royalty rates in the 2010s, and there's no longer a significant potash industry in New Brunswick. 1-877-332-8255. Trent in Saskatoon says, I have a friend that works in Dubai. He told me that Saskatchewan needs to be more like Dubai, living off their land and their oil royalties. All roads are top-notch. People are able to afford nicer things because of lower taxes, because of higher government revenue from their resources. Raise the royalty tax. We own the resources. We have them. They want them. Trent in Saskatoon. You know, the goal is, I was actually reading basically an excerpt out of a book on royalty and provinces and jurisdictions working with mining companies on setting royalties. And the phrase I saw was that these areas are often looking for the Goldilocks zone. Goldilocks. Yes, Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Basically, high enough that citizens get a fair return on the renewable resource, but low enough that it still encourages long-term investment and expansion. So it's that strike that balance that it works for everyone. And some of the best designed systems in royalty structures have a few common concepts. Adjust with commodity prices are very simple and predictable. And we heard the minister talk about the importance of predictability when you're talking investments. They provide incentives for new exploration and site development. So that's where some of these tax holidays come into place. And they don't penalize companies during downturns. So good discussion on royalties with regard to potash, or maybe royalties more generally. I'm sure it's not the last time that we will broach this, but appreciate again our guests today that have joined us and appreciate you weighing in on this as well. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got a guest joining us who is part of a group that is taking the Saskatchewan government to court. You'll remember back in June of this year, we had the announcement made by the province that they were going to extend the use of coal to generate power in our province. And a variety of reasons behind that. The Saskatchewan Environmental Society, not happy about this decision for some obvious reasons. We will have a guest to talk about that in studio next here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.